Hey, do you have an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? Or do you have an already existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? Well, check out WeKnowPodcasting.com. From concept development to theme music to editing to logos, WeKnowPodcasting.com is a one-stop shop for all things pod. Don't hesitate to hit us up. We're very nice.
Dylan.
Hey, Matt. So I don't know about you, but in Maryland, man, we've been getting a few cooler days around here, and I can smell it in the air, man. I can smell it in the air.
I feel that. You know what? We talk about a Christmas podcast, but in my core, I'm a fall boy.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? Me too.
So like, I've been digging that it's been like a low 60s. Just
yeah,
like,
dude.
Oh, I'm like, this is it. This is the weather.
I'm ignoring that a couple days this week, it's supposed to be back in the 90s. I'm ignoring that. But
No. This is what I want. See, the problem is, I'm gonna get political. I'm gonna blame it on Republicans. But we got a serious global warming issue that some people want to pretend doesn't exist.
No, that's not real.
And what happens with global warming that really pisses me off as a fall boy is that we get like 2 fucking weeks of actual fall weather.
It's true.
It's just true. Like the most brutal, humid summer for 6 months. Then you get like 2 weeks of fall and then just disastrous winter. And then like another 2 weeks of spring and then right back to that humid, brutal fall. It's devastating.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some wintry chill things.
Ooh.
I picked a sad one, dude.
Dude, yeah, let's get that out of the way right now. Did you cry? Multiple times.
Many times. All right, so spoiler alert, some of you might not know this, but we're tied to Geekscape.
What?
I do most of the YouTube stuff for Geekscape, which involves like getting people to record some voiceovers for me, getting people to like do this, that, or the other thing. I'll write a lot of scripts for people. And we've got an anniversary for Hey Arnold coming up on October 7th. It'll be 25 years since Hey Arnold debuted on Nickelodeon.
Jesus Christ.
With that, I've been rewatching Hey Arnold, which wasn't a show that I actually was that big of a fan of when it immediately aired.
Yeah.
And then as the reruns came on, I started to get more sucked into it because I was like, oh, this is like kind of a fun little world that they've built this show in. And like, now I love it. Now I think it's a masterpiece.
Dude, 96?
Yeah.
96? I didn't even realize at the time. I guess, I mean, because a lot of that, like, early Nickelodeon stuff hit syndication as well. Like, they just kept doing reruns
of it.
Yeah,
this was like
the
second wave of the Nicktoon.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, I had no idea. No idea. But Hey Arnold, to me, I can pinpoint, like, specific episodes in my head. Like, when I went to watch this a couple hours ago, I immediately remembered that it was sad. I just remembered, I was like, I know it has something to do with is it Han?
I think it's Mr. Han,
Mr. Han's daughter. But I couldn't remember, like, specific instances. I just remembered there being, like, slow-mo portions of the episode. And I remember it being very sad. So I honestly kept pushing off watching this because I knew it was sad. But
yeah.
I figured, like, I remember Hey Arnold being funny when I was a kid. So I was like, I'm sure there's some of those, like, levity moments. And overall, watching it, dude, I am about to hop on the Matt Kelly train and start Hey Arnold from the beginning because I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
So the thing with Hey Arnold, and here's the thing that I walked away from it during my rewatch thus far, is, like, it's not a laugh-out-loud funny show.
No,
but
no.
There's, like, certain things that, for whatever reason, just burrow into your brain and have lived there for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, the Nancy Spumoni snow boots.
Snow boots, dude.
Have, like, Yeah, like that has sat in my brain forever. There's an episode where Oscar's learning how to read and he's just like, the pretty kitty pet, the pretty kitty. Yes, like that's been
I remember that. I remember the subway episode, the big open spaces.
Everyone remembers Stoop Kid. Like Stoop that became Kid, like
Mr. Hun becoming a country star.
Yeah.
Like I remember that one. I think he like I think Billy Ray Cyrus did the music for that one.
Travis Tritt. Travis close, Tritt. But they brought in a legit country star to sing for him.
Yeah. So there's like some parts of the show I want to break down before we get into like a full-blown episode. Like
I think that's fair. There's a lot to unpack in a 22-minute cartoon.
There really is, dude. There's just some things like I didn't remember. Number one, I know that Arnold and Gerald are only 9 years old, but I'm pretty sure Arnold is perpetually stoned the entire run of the show because his eyes never fully open up.
I mean, it's possible. I think Arnold is like a character that I really relate to. I'm not sure if you remember, there was like a thing on Facebook for a while where it was like the three pictures of fictional characters that best represent you.
Yeah.
And I feel like Arnold may have been like four or five for me. Okay. Like he didn't make the top three because I like the idea that Arnold, because like his parents are just out of the picture. We have no clue where they are. No. But he just lives with his grandparents and he lives with all these weird, wacky people that like, I like the idea that Arnold, because of the chaos of his life, is just like this very calm, relaxed old soul person who like understands the world better than his other classmates.
So you've been binging, so you might be able to answer this question. Is this an apartment building? And like, are all the people tenants or do they just live together?
So the grandparents own the building.
Okay.
And then they rent out the rooms. It's almost like, I would say it's almost like an Airbnb, like.
But just like nobody fucking leaves.
Yeah, not, I guess not an Airbnb. It's definitely, I mean, I don't know if it's apartments. What's the other, like, what's another situation where they would have, like, tenants? Like, what the fuck was Forrest Gump's mom running where, like, people would sometimes stay forever and sometimes go? But it's like that type of vibe.
Okay.
Like, but again, so one of the reasons why I really wanted to do the Hey Arnold video for Geekscape and my friend Tess is gonna do most of it. I just was doing some research for retrospectively looking back. I'm like, this is the first time, excluding maybe Sesame Street, where like inner city low income has been depicted so like sincerely. You know what I mean? Like, and I love that about it.
Well, I was thinking about that as well, because there's a part in the episode, which we'll get into, where Gerald and Arnold, as 9-year-old kids, are just running around the city shopping and they're just walking into like official government buildings. And I'm like, these are things that I would never even think of at 9 years old. But it's almost like, yes, these are fictional characters, but like kids that grow up in the inner city, I'm assuming is this set in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
Indirectly. I don't know if they ever straight up say New York, but it's much like Gotham is definitely New York City.
Yeah. Like, I figured because like Arnold's got that Tom Holland New York accent, like the accent that he throws on as Peter Parker. He's got that New York accent. And as kids who grow up in the inner city, like kids had to take the fucking subway to school and
so they're like fearless about just walking
into
places. Or
I'm like, we're scared to make phone calls.
I'm the person where I can't go to a friend's house in the city if I don't know where the closest parking garage
situation
is.
Yeah,
it's insane how paranoid I am. But you're right, kids who like grow up in that environment don't give a shit.
No, they're like, we're just gonna walk into this government building and
I love, side note, you're talking about like Arnold and Gerald. Arnold himself is the heartbeat of this entire show. And we will get into, there's a speech that Gerald gives Arnold that like absolutely crushed me.
Yeah,
but in the beginning, Gerald, in such a 9-year-old way, I love it, is talking about how he just bought all of the guys in his life ties because, like, that feels like the appropriate present.
Yep.
And Arnold's like, no, like, you can't just buy everybody the same thing. Like, you should buy them something that says that you care about them. Yeah. And then Gerald's like, all right, well, I got to go. And he's like, where are you going? He's like, I got to go return your present.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so good. This episode's so good. And I think Arnold as a whole is pretty good. So let's start from the beginning, because there's a lot I want to talk about this specific episode. So we're seeing all the kids at PS 118, which is something I never realized, because I went to Catholic school, and my Catholic school, my school had a name, and I didn't realize that in, like, certain cities, like, public schools just went by, like, public school number.
Oh,
somebody's gonna hit us up and like, yeah, be like, you're wrong, it doesn't stand for that, it stands for, like,
Penn Station 118.
Yeah, but, there we go.
But no, like, I agree. I think that you're right. I feel like in the city as well, I mean, I live in Delaware County, which likes to pretend it's the city a lot of the time.
Yeah,
but, like, people really fucking rep their area codes or whatnot. Like, so I could see, even if it had a school name, them wanting to represent it more by, like, their school ID number that they probably have memorized, because it's winter and you're, like, listening for that school code to know that your school's off for snow day.
PS 118 is out. Yeah!
Yeah, so we've got Helga and Phoebe walking around. It's now Christmas time. Helga's fucking stoked.
Yeah,
she's
dude,
so happy.
For these, like, it's Christmas, and they see in, like, the middle of one of the, like, alleys where there's, like, all these department stores and stuff, in the middle is a statue. And on that statue, advertising, Nancy Spumoni signature snow boots. And it's the one thing she wants, man.
And she knows that she's getting it.
Exactly. Like, she knows better.
Even though she's in the city, she's, like, better off than most of the other kids
exactly.
in the city, because her dad's the beeper king. So he's got that beeper.
Ugh, we'll get
you know how the beepers
family.
Were all the rage in 96.
Yeah.
he's rolling in it.
Her family is absolutely insane. But we're going to save that because they come into play a little bit later.
So then we kind of jump into Arnold and Gerald, and where Arnold lives, they do a Secret Santa with all the tenants.
Yeah.
And Arnold doesn't want to just buy a tie.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants it to be something special.
Can we just talk about Oscar's the worst?
Oh, I was going to say, there's a great bit where Oscar just puts his name in for all the Secret Santa names. Such a, you know, if he didn't get caught, though, baller move.
Yeah, it's a great move. It's a great move. But it quickly reminded me of how awful of a person Oscar actually is. Because isn't there an episode where, like, him and his wife are, like, almost about to get a divorce or something?
That's every episode that involves his wife in the show.
Okay, cool.
But one of the prime episodes of Oscar being the worst is when he gets a job as a paperboy and then just keeps pretending to be sick so that Arnold will do the route for him.
That's right. I remember that. Oh my God, Oscar sucks.
He's no good, but he's one of my favorite characters because he's so absurd.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Oscar sucks. Arnold gets Mr. Han, and, you know, he's like, what does this guy want? And there's a scene where he's sitting there just trying to get,
like,
any
interviewing
information.
Him? Yeah.
And it's like, again, I think this show does a really solid job. Similar thing, I'm sure we'll talk about the earlier Nicktoons at one point or another of Rugrats and Doug and Ren and Stimpy. But Doug, I think, was another show that did a great job of really capturing childhood.
Yeah.
In a very, like the characters act the way that kids that in fifth grade would think and act. Like the over-the-top thoughts. So, like, Arnold's inability to really get the answers he's looking for feels very on point for a kid in, like, third grade. But he finds out that Mr. Han has a very sad story of why he's in the city. And it's so real. They don't sugarcoat the reality of it
at all.
Yeah.
It is implied that he was living in North Korea, right?
Yeah.
He's living in North Korea and he has this child, and there's a war between North Korea and South Korea. And basically is like, it was getting too dangerous to keep my kid around. And basically they're evacuating the country and only so many people can go. And he kind of sneaks through, breaks through with his daughter. The daughter's like maybe one at the most at this point.
Ugh. And can we talk about, not to get too real, but like with everything that's happening right now in the world, dude, this hits extra hard.
Oh my
you know what I mean? Like it's just like, oh my God, this is happening
like
today.
Right now. Yeah. Like right now.
It's devastating.
So he
gives the baby to a soldier saying, they said I can only take one more.
I did bring some levity to that situation as I was watching it with someone else in here, and like when he gets there and the guy's like, I can only take one, and I'm like, all right, somebody watch this baby, and Han gets on.
that's what makes him such a great dad.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, he makes the most difficult decision in the world. But then he, you know, they tell him where the baby will be, but it takes him years to be able to get there to save up money and escape. And now he's in the city to find his daughter.
Yeah, and basically Arnold's like, okay, how do I do that? And is talking to Gerald, and Gerald's even like, huh, how do we do that? Can we talk about Gerald's fucking hat, please? That hat, okay? I'm sitting there and I'm like, I think it's a beanie, but like the purpose of a beanie is to cover your ears as well, right? And it doesn't. It just sits on top of his like kid in play hair, and I don't get it, but I love Gerald's death. So yeah, I think Gerald gives him the idea of like, well, let's go searching around. It's the best thing that you can kind of do for him for Christmas. Like, that would be the best gift.
Yeah, so they go and they talk to Mr. Bailey, who there's no way that is not
George.
Intentionally an It's a Wonderful Life reference.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
In naming him Mr.
100%.
Bailey.
All through this, we haven't mentioned that Helga is also trying to find the best gift for Arnold.
Yes.
Because for those of you that don't know the show, Helga is this bully character, but she mainly bullies Arnold because she has such a gigantic crush on him.
She has such a gigantic crush on him. And something that I forgot about until my most recent rewatch, Helga's also arguably the smartest kid in the class.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, she's insanely intelligent.
So there's no way, and we're going to get into their family in a few minutes, because she's going to go in there and get her snow boots, spoiler alert. There's no way that her mother's not a raging alcoholic.
Nope.
Like 100%. And the dad is just a shit dad that overworks and doesn't hang out with his family.
Yeah.
And it's insane that this kid show got into that. And I that's why I like this era of cartoons.
And that's what I mean. Again, it's so grounded in reality. They found such, because, you know, like, that didn't pass through my brain at the time that the mom was definitely an alcoholic.
Yeah. And this is the only episode that I've watched like in years, and even then, like the way she's talking to her, you're like, she's like slurring her words, you're like, yeah,
but
definitely.
I think what's brilliant about it is, like, me as a kid, I didn't pick that up.
Nope.
But if your mom was an alcoholic, you suddenly knew. Love Helga, you connect with Helga, you're like, okay, I get it. Helga's trying to find the perfect gift. There's a great scene where she's looking at a skateboard that she thinks she should buy.
And Stinky.
And Stinky's just like, oh, that's a good skateboard. I know, because Arnold rides it all the time.
Like, he even's got the purple one just like that.
Like, Stinky's great.
Stinky's great because Stinky is like every hick that I live around. But the difference being is that Stinky's a good person.
I'll tell you, in my rewatch, a character who has low-key become my favorite character in the show is Harold, who I don't think really appears too much. They do some episodes on Harold where, like, him as a character is so interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's like he just wants to fit in and he doesn't, and he's not as smart as he thinks he should be, so that's why he acts out.
Yeah.
And again, the fact that this show does these episodes that humanize these second and third level characters is, like, again, it's what makes this show really stand out to me now as an adult, is like, man, Hey Arnold came to the table with fucking shit.
Dude, honestly, like, I'm serious. This is, I had to resubscribe to Paramount Plus for this, and I think I'm going to stick with it, man, because I need to watch this show from the beginning.
So yeah, Mr. Bailey is like, look, kids, I'm swamped. I can't go on a wild goose chase to find some random missing person. So they're like, they overhear him talking to his wife that he still hasn't done the Christmas shopping yet. It's Christmas Eve.
There's a
couple movies about this, and it doesn't play out well for any of the parents in these films.
So it's Christmas Eve, and it's late in Christmas Eve.
It's nighttime. Sun is down.
It's like at least 6, 7 p.m.
So Arnold and Gerald are like, give me the list. We'll get it.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you get everything on the list, I'll help you out. Now, here's where me, the 36-year-old adult, is like, fuck Mr. Bailey. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
They get every fucking thing on that
except for the fucking snow boots.
Except for the snow boots, which it is heavily implied the snow boots are like the fucking Furby, the fucking Tickle Me Elmo. Like, it's like, listen, motherfucker.
Like, they do the, I don't know what came out. I think they both came out in 96, this and Jingle All the Way. They do the bit where, like, he asks them for the snow boots, and the guy working the counter goes, yeah, just one moment, and calls the other people that are working in the store over and goes, tell them what you just asked me. Can I get the Nancy Spumoni snow boots? And everybody just laughs at them. Yeah, they do the Turbo Man bit. So
yeah, it made me so angry because I'm like, dude, even if you... Chances are, if you did this by yourself, you wouldn't have gotten nearly as much of this list completed as they did. And you'd still end up with no snow boots.
Exactly.
But whatever. So then Arnold has this moment where he's just like, we tried so hard and we still failed. And he's sitting on the park bench. And Gerald, being the fucking best friend that a human being could ever have, is just like, dude, what you did today...
Yep.
That is more amazing than anything else that you could do for someone for Christmas. Like, you tried so hard. Like, that's all that matters. Like, you're a good dude and you tried your best, and it sucks that you couldn't do it, but like, no one would have put in the effort that you put in. Like, and you're just sitting there crying your eyes out.
I'm feeling it right now. Like, you're bringing me
and
down,
Helga's overhearing it. She's hearing like what's happening for Arnold. He drops the list as they leave. She takes it. She sees it. The only thing he needs is the boots. She goes home. She gets the boots early.
Yeah.
And she says,
I'm going to go try these away. Out.
Yeah. Hey, let me try these on. But after she runs around in the snow a little bit, she realizes that if she wants to get the perfect gift for Arnold, her gift is to give away the boots that she's wanted
to get
Mr. Han's daughter back.
How many hours have passed at this point? Because she
it is like midnight and she's
fucking office and he's like, I'm going home. Okay. Yeah. And she's like, she does basically the Gerald speech, but to Mr. Bailey, where she's like,
and pushes, kind of reminds Mr. Bailey that he was a dick. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's like, you've straight up destroyed the Christmas spirit of a kid who helps you out so fucking hard right now.
And like, what else was he fucking possibly doing? Where he was that damn busy to not be going home until at least midnight, but also promise these kids that he would help them find this girl in New York City.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, like, there's no way he couldn't have like stopped and helped them after they got back with everything but the boots. But
for sure. Listen, you know, he probably was watching Raw. God knows those guys weren't getting a day off. They were they were working Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want to see. Stone Cold was out there chugging a beer and he was like, I need to see how this goes. Santa Claus just got beat up by The Rock, and I need to make sure that Stone Cold comes and saves the day.
There you go. You know, yeah, I'm all about 90s era wrestling, even though I do think, and we've had that discussion before, that the Attitude Era is severely overrated.
Oh, it's severely overrated, but like 90s writing for holiday stuff is always so great.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like, oh, Santa got ran over by...
Yes. This needs to be known that as of this recording, from Matt's like own mouth, the Christmas 365 podcast is in fact all elite.
We are all elite. That was I mean, I always want it to be kind of elite. I didn't know if I wanted to be all elite, but I wanted to be like 75% elite.
And I know we're getting so far away from Hey Arnold at this point. My biggest worry is that we're not going to get Adam Page's, like, the conclusion of his storyline.
So I'm late to the party, but I've heard a lot of people say that's their worry, that like for a year and a half, we've been building what is a very clear storyline for Hangman Page. Yeah. And like now it's looking like, is that just going to kind of disappear?
I get it. Like the money match is Brian versus Omega. I get it. I understand. Like that's definitely going to be the most attractive match on paper. But this storyline that we have been watching, seriously, the Adam Page Omega storyline, even though like it's been going on in 2 years in AEW, you can trace like the roots of that back to Bullet Club. Like originally when Adam Page sided with Cody, when we had the Cody Omega Bullet Club split, like this has been going on for at least half a decade at this point. And it bums me out for sure to know that we might not get a conclusion to that anytime soon.
You have a triple threat match. There you go.
Adam Page is a star, dude. Adam Page is definitely a star. So,
all right. Hey, so anyway, the daughter shows up. Yeah. The end.
Yeah, the daughter shows up. Come in. Everybody cries, and it's over. Let's move on.
And you know what? I'll end on this. The part. As if I had already cried once earlier.
Yeah.
So maybe my emotions were already in.
Didn't cry at like, the end? Like when they pan over to her?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Then you pan over to Helga in the bushes watching it and just saying,
Merry Christmas, Arnold.
Oh, that hit me too.
That was the one that pulled your heartstrings.
I mean, all of them did. Pretty much from that speech on, it's just ugly cries 24/7.
I love that. But I also love like, the moments of levity, like the grandmother not knowing what the fuck Christmas is. Like she keeps happy Thanksgiving. And then grandpa's like, play us a Christmas song. And she plays Yankee Doodle Dandy.
The grandmother is amazing.
The grandmother is amazing. Definitely. 100%. The spooky season has begun and the Christmas season's right around the corner. It is hands down my favorite time of the year. We're in We're in it.
This is like the best 4 month run every year.
Dude,
like,
for sure. Like, for sure.
You can keep your summer. You can keep your spring. I just want that run from September to January 2nd. That's all I need in my life.
Can we just keep doing it? Like after January 2nd, it's September again.
Yeah, it just starts all over.
Yeah, man.
Fuck Valentine's Day.
Fuck Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Well, Dylan, Merry Christmas, Arnold Dylan.
Dude. Too sweet, Gerald. Whoa, oh, whoa.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.